Conor Pope, consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, is on the line now. He is going to chat us through the how-to for making the most of the holidays at home. Conor, good afternoon.
How are you, Catherine? How are you getting on?
I am in flying form. As I said, dressed, delighted to be out of the house and talking to other human beings. So it's
it's an unusual thing.
It's a good day all round. Come here. Did I hear right? You were in Dundrum Shopping Centre this morning?
I was. Now, just for background, last Monday I was in IKEA. Last Wednesday I was in Brown Thomas. Last Friday I was in Penny's. So this is the grand slam, or the whatever you might call it. I was out in the Dundrum Town Centre today because obviously all of the supermarket, all of the shopping centres were given the green light to open their doors today, which is a full 2 months earlier than anticipated.
Yep.
So we went out there for a piece for the Irish Times just to see how it was. And I was kind of interested to see how shopping centres would operate, because it's all well and good to be queuing outside a shop when it's outdoors. But when you're indoors, it's a whole different ballgame, because all of the shops are sharing that indoor space. And, you know, to be fair to Dundrum, they have it all very well managed. They've got a one-way system in place throughout the centre. So now people weren't quite used to that. So they weren't necessarily abiding by the one-way system of pedestrianised little roads and streets, or whatever you might call them.
And how are they divided, Conor? Sorry for interrupting you. Did they have screens up, or do you just follow the arrows?
No, you have to follow the arrows. Now, I did ask them about the screens, and they decided not to put screens up in the individual malls, in the individual streets within the town centre, because they want to make the shopping experience as normal as it can be. So they have these little arrows on the ground saying if you're going one way, you go on this side of the little mall. If you're going the other way, you go the other side. And people didn't obviously know what they were, and they weren't used to them. But I think people will get used to them. And that's what the Dundrum Town Centre people were saying to me, that, you know, shoppers by and large have become very accustomed to what's expected of them. And you could see that on evidence today. Now, people were queuing in a very disciplined way. They were keeping their social distancing. The one thing that I noticed, and I said, I refer to it repeatedly in the piece we have in the Irish Times now, is very, very few people were wearing masks. Now, you can say it's all well and good not to be wearing a mask if you're queuing outside of Brown Thomas or outside of Penny's on Mary Street or wherever it might be. But if you're in a shopping mall, if you're in a shopping centre, you're indoors. And the government advice, now it's advice only, is to wear face masks. And I would say maybe 20-25% of the people were wearing face masks. And I think probably we need to be better at that.
And can these different shopping centres not insist and make that part of their policy?
Well, no, I did put that to the Dundrum Town Centre. And to be like, you know, all they can really do is follow government guidelines. Mm. And at the moment, the government guidelines say we'd advise you to wear a face mask. Mm. Now, that doesn't mean that they're telling you to wear a face mask. So I think and it's not really a retailer or a shopping centre's place to say you can't come in and spend your money with us unless you're wearing a certain thing. That should be an official edict from the very, very top. And one of the things that was striking was how many people I spoke to said, oh, I've got my face masks in the car. Or I have the face masks in my pocket, but they were a bit hot and sweaty, so I took it off. And I just maybe think that we probably need to get better at that. And it's something that we need to get used to. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm the designated shopper in my house. So anytime I'm going to Lidl or Tesco or wherever it might be, I put on the face mask and I put it on with a heavy heart. I hate it. And I feel so peculiar with the damn thing on. But you know what? As somebody said, if you're wearing the face mask, you're protecting other people. It's not about protecting yourself. Mm. And if we're all wearing the face masks, then we're all looking out for each other.
Absolutely. Talk to me about queues, because that's the one thing I think that would put the majority of us off. The car park spacing. Like, are there spaces between the car park, the cars parked in the car park, or how does that work?
What they've done is they've restricted the numbers that are going to be allowed into the town centre. So and once the car park is 75% full of the number they're allowing, which is significantly less than it would be, there's an alert sent around, and the security staff know that they have to start restricting people going into the car park or restricting people walking into the actual town centre itself. And they have electric counters in place, so they know in real time how many people are in the shopping centre. And it's the same for all the big shopping centres around the country, these electronic counters are going to become really important. So, you know, they're regulating the numbers, they're controlling the numbers, because it's in their interest that people are kept safe. And then the queuing thing, I think, is interesting, because one of the biggest queues today was outside the House of Fraser. Now, I thought that had closed, but it's having its closing down sale at the moment. There was maybe, when that shop opened at 10:30 this morning, there was maybe 80 people in the queue, and the queue snaked from the entrance to House of Fraser all the way past maybe 5 or 6 shops along the way. So the staff within the centre, they have a plan in place for that stuff, and they were policing it carefully. And again, the shoppers were quite disciplined themselves, and they were keeping their distances, which I think is what we've all come to expect over the last 2 or 3 months. Because, you know, something that would have been so alien to Irish people in January, which would be queuing in a civilized fashion for anything, has now become totally normal. And people do not like it when other people encroach on their space. So, I mean, and I have to say, it was very calm. It wasn't a million miles. It wasn't even 100 miles away from a normal shopping experience in the Dundrum Town Centre. And I suspect a lot of the big shopping centres will be like that, because, you know, people... We want people to spend money. We want people to go out and about and try and live their lives as best they can, because that's what's going to get us back to normal. But we have to do it in a way that kind of is respectful of everybody else.
Absolutely.
And keeps everybody else safe. Because, you know, and it is a cliche and it is trite, but we are actually all in this together, and we need to be looking out for one another.
Absolutely. Okay, your price watch in the Times today. You've kind of, it's the how to for making the most of the holidays at home. So
yeah,
basically, I read and you said, I got from it, just stop complaining. That's what I got. Don't complain about the weather. Check the forecast.
Exactly. Well, do you know
go and buy a wetsuit and Lidl.
Exactly. Do you know what I have to say, Catherine? I wrote the article more for myself than anybody else, because for the first time, and I think in my adult life, I'm going on holidays in Ireland this year because planned trips abroad had to be cancelled or whatever. So I want to look and say, how can we get the best of this? And one of the key things about Ireland is we are all so obsessed with the weather. Now, I remember last year I did a big piece on tourism for the Irish Times, and I spoke to tourists and I was saying to them, why do you come here? Because people come from all over the world to Ireland. And I was like, is the weather not a thing? And Americans were saying, we love the weather in Ireland. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. The Germans love the weather in Ireland. Everybody else outside of Ireland loves the weather in Ireland, except Irish people, because we're all looking at the clouds going, oh God, is it ever going to stop raining? Now, the reality is, if you just park the weather and say, it doesn't matter if it's sunny, it doesn't matter if it's raining, I'm going to go out and about and I'm going to have a good time, well then, you know, that makes it better. And like, it's never been easier to do. Ireland, as an outdoor pursuits country, is just perfect. So if you're kayaking or if you're swimming and if you've got the proper gear, you're going to have a great time. And also, one of the things that one of my colleagues pointed out, who is a veteran at holidaying at home, is, you know, you use the phone app sensibly. So, you know, it's not, gone are the days when you'd be staring at a blanket of grey clouds over your head going, is that a break? Do I see a break? Is that a sliver of blue sky in the horizon? Now you just need to look at your phone and it'll tell you in real time, hour by hour, what the weather's like. So you kind of plan your day around that. So if there's going to be 2 pleasant hours between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, well, they're the hours that you hit the beach. Or if there's going to be, you know, if it's going to be bright and sunny in the morning, you get up early. If it's going to be sunny in the evening, you sleep in. But, you know, I started off there, Catherine, telling you that we shouldn't obsess about the weather.
And now that's all you've talked about.
I'm also obsessing about the weather. But there's other things, like, you know, yeah, like celebrating all the really good things that Ireland has. So, I mean, before you go away, let's say if you're going to Wexford, or let's say if you're going to Sligo, or if you're going to Galway, you find the best chipper in the neighbourhood. And that's the one that you go
I think that's it. You've got to do a bit of research before you go, and you've got to see what's available to you, what's around, and, you know, try and fill up your days that way, is the way I would do it, whether you have kids or not. So
exactly.
But it's
and
all there
in
the
advance.
Irish Times today.
Yeah.
And sorry, you just banged on too much about the weather. I have to cut you off now. But listen, great to chat to you as always. It's all in the Irish Times today.
Catherine.
Conor Pope, thank you so
Take
much.
Take care, bye-bye.